stand if you will. Maybe pray my prayer. Lord, we're so thankful for yet another opportunity, Lord.
Yes.
Together in thy precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, though it's with us all day long, Lord, it's nice together with brothers and sisters of like precious faith to worship you, Lord, with all our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, for what you've done for us, Lord, how could we not sing from the bottom of our hearts to praise you and worship you? Lord, we're just so thankful for this opportunity, Lord, and we ask that you get all the glory and honor and everything that's said and done this night. Lord, we'll make sure to give it to you, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to start off with a little song, Precious Holy Thirst. Sorry you don't have it in front of you there, but hopefully most of you know it. The precious holy thirst God placed within my soul, a longing only the word of God can fill. Capstone books. You are my all in all. Amen. He is my strength when I am weak. Hallelujah.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool.
Been dry, you come up here and he fills you up.
Amen.
Amen. When you're down, he picks you up. He's the best friend we'll ever have. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. And then page 17, the same little book. Amen. I want him to be my vision. Amen.
Be thou my vision. Thy best song by day or
Amen. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. You mean that? Amen. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. I want to stay in thy presence. Amen.
Amen.
Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. How he's done that. I ever with thee, and thou with thee, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Oh, that's my desire. Amen. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Sing one more on page 277, They Only Believe. Amen. I truly pray he stays with us every hour, every day.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And
praise songs to Him. Amen for all He's done for me. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Gensel, would you like to pray? Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how we just love You so much tonight. Just so thankful, Lord, for what You're doing in our lives. And Lord, just even thinking about the message this morning, when the thorns, Lord, that You bore and the stripes for us, Lord, so many years ago. Lord, that You shed Your blood.
Yes.
Makes it possible, Lord, be in Your presence tonight.
Amen.
Lord, to feel You here tonight.
Amen.
Lord, I just want to say thank You, Lord, for doing that for me.
Amen.
And I'm sure that's how each person feels in here tonight, Lord. We're just so thankful, Lord, all that You've done for us. We just pray, Lord, that You just take this offering, Lord, and bless it, Lord, that it be used for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom. Bless our brother as he brings forth the word tonight. May we be hungry, Lord, to receive what You're going to speak through his lips.
Yes.
Lord, to help us get, even if it's just another rung higher tonight, Lord, to draw us closer to You.
Amen.
Lord, may we be hungering and pulling and praying for revelation tonight. And just have Your way in the remainder of the service, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing our little chorus, in the presence of Jehovah.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace,
quote, be still and know that I am God. For some reason you don't feel Him. For some reason you stop and you just think about everything He's done for you and everything He's made. You'll feel Him. Amen. Anybody got a need on their heart tonight, Brother Prisoner?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Dion, would you take the place?
Let's bow our heads. Lord, what a precious little song. In the presence of Jehovah. God Almighty. Lord Jesus, troubles do truly vanish. Hearts has truly been mended. In the sweet, sweet presence of you, the King of all kings, the Lord of lords. And Father, as a needy people, we come before you this night. We ask, Lord, that you would reach down in every heart and every life, from the young clear to the old. We all have needs. And Lord Jesus, first above everything, we ask, Lord, that you would meet our spiritual needs, that you alone know what we have need of. We ask, Lord, that you fill us. Fill us to overflowing. Oh God, that we could walk in that sweet, sweet presence. Lord, we ask that you would touch the feeble bodies. All the bodies that need a touch from you of healing. You are truly, Lord, the great physician. Our doctors on earth, they oftentimes don't even know what the problem is. But Lord Jesus, we know you know all things. We ask that you touch the bodies. Make us well, Lord, that we may glorify you. Touch us spiritually. Fill us, Lord. Again, Lord, to overflowing. Bless our ears to hear and receive this evening as the word of God comes forth. Give us understanding. Give us revelation of the word of God. Bless our brother as he brings it forth. Make it easy for him now. Oh God, may he feel the people's hearts drawing, wanting to be fed. We pray now, Lord, that thy will be fully accomplished this night. Again, Lord, for the purpose that we may glorify thee, O God. Thank you again, Lord, for your mercy and grace. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the highest, the greatest, the purest.
Stand and sing I Love Him as we ask our brother to come. Remember what the Lord's laid on his heart.
Lord, every time we come together.
Lord, to know that you first loved me. And Lord, you made the way that I could be here this evening. You made the way that I would be here in this time and season, Lord. And Father, you knew tonight we would gather in around this precious word. And Lord, you knew what would be brought before we ever got here. And Lord, we just humbly ask that it's your word, Lord, and that there'll be a little nugget in here for each one of us somewhere Amen. Along the way. And Lord, may it just help each of us. Lord, press, maybe look a little closer, whatever is needed. For Lord, we've truly, each time we roll back the pages of your precious word, Lord, that's what we're asking. Lord, show me a greater height than you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you're ever mindful of us. And Lord, we thank you that we know you're here. And Lord, we just ask you to have your way. Lord, just bless your word to our hearts. And we'll never fail to praise you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he sweet? Hallelujah. Amen. You could just, oh, to be in his presence. Amen. As our brother's been bringing, how great he is. Amen. Tonight, I just had a little thought upon my heart. The Lord kind of laid upon me. Might be something for the young, might be something for the middle age, might be a little something for the old. But I pray each one of us will find a little nugget and find something to grow with. And also maybe help someone that may wind up listening to this recording someday. Just through a little, or maybe even soon. You know, just sometimes God lets things happen in our paths that catches our attention and just kind of brings things to your thoughts, you know. And when you, if you'd asked me to this morning if this is what I was going to minister on tonight, I wouldn't have known. But I thank God for his precious word and his precious Holy Spirit. Amen. And he just has a way to help you find the right scripture, the right thing to put together. And then all I can do is just read it, what he laid upon my heart, because it's only him. Amen. Each time we come, maybe the simplest things, you know. Sometimes, I'm sure, you know, when you see the different ones throughout the history of the world, the great ministers God's had, and the prophets, and God himself on earth speaking, and how sometimes you just feel so inferior to everyone else. But God has a way. He just needed a pair of lips to read his word, and he'll do the rest. Amen. Amen. And that's what we're here for, to let him have his way. So if you would, let's turn our Bibles over to Matthew 14th chapter. Amen. Our God is great. How great is his word? Yes, amen. Yes, oh, I was reading about a little bit about Moses there earlier and how God said he let him get all trained up. The best education. Give him the best training he could have. So he thought in himself he could deliver a people. And then he had to let him fall just to show him that all he needed was a stick and God to bring them people out. Amen. How good it is to see how little we are. And how big he is. Amen. Here in Matthew, the 14th chapter, I'm going to start there about the 22nd verse. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves from the wind, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. But Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. May the Lord bless and redeem his word, and you may be seated. Quite a little example here this evening. I was just kind of thinking about it a little bit. And as you begin to think of Peter, this was before his new birth, and
you know, he felt that calling in his heart and seeing Jesus had bid him to come follow him. And then seeing all that God was doing through Jesus' life and seeing that. And how he saw him come walking on the water. And oh my, in that moment, caught up in that moment of, oh my goodness, could you imagine? Amen. And see Jesus and then, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. And out of the boat he went. He didn't stop to think. He got right out of that boat and had his eyes on Jesus. But then he turned and began to look around. And what began to happen? He began to doubt. He began to see all the circumstances that were surrounding him now. The waves. All life was pressing in then. And he began to wonder. But oh my, later in life when the Holy Spirit had filled his life up, you can see the change that it brought. But how often, this is a true example of us, how many times we felt the call, each one of us felt that call in our heart. Maybe years ago, maybe we're just feeling it. And maybe we get caught up in a moment and, oh, I'm going to follow the Lord. And the Holy Spirit's anointing us. And we feel that joy and boy, we jump out of the boat. And maybe we begin to start. But then we begin to take our eyes off of Him and look around. And then our doubts and our own ideas begin to creep in. Oh, this water is going to take me under. But oh, we must learn to always keep our eyes upon Him. Who is He? The Word. Always on Him. Never. Peter could have maybe got out of that boat for just a moment and begin to think, I'm walking on the water. But without Jesus Christ, it wouldn't have been possible. Man, let's turn here. I'm going to just bear with me. I'm going to read some familiar scriptures and read quite a few of them here. But just bear with me as we go through these. But let's turn over to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Just bear with me. It may seem a little different direction to start, but we'll get through it. Amen. Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And let's read this 12th and 13th verse. Very familiar to all of us. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God had distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. And how, as we begin to follow the Lord and the revelation, we begin to get revelation and God begins to show us things. How easy it is how Satan likes to come in and try to get you to puff you up a little bit. You know, that's his tactics. That's how he works. He tries to get in there and make you think you're maybe a little more than you are. If he can just get you to boast just a little bit in yourself or to think that you're all right, you know, and how, as our brother has been bringing out these messages and concerning the rapture, how we can truly see God is looking for that fine tooth. It's got to be right down to that razor's edge. And you can't get there comparing ourselves with another member of our church. Not, you can't compare yourself with the pastor. You can't compare yourself with your brother or your sister. But you've got to compare yourself with the Word. We must keep our eyes upon what God has said we must be. Not what I get to filling in myself that maybe I'm okay. Maybe I'm this. I was raised like this. And you know, oftentimes, think of the rich young ruler when he come to Jesus. That was his I've done all of this since from my youth. But one thing you're lacking. And that's where we've come down to. The Holy Spirit is here digging and pulling. What is that one little thing that we're lacking in our life? And when we come in the doors, how the Holy Spirit, that's what he's here for. He searches the reins. He knows our thoughts. He's digging, trying to show us that one last little place we need to climb. And how God set the rule, and here it sets before us. And if we would turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter, read a very familiar scripture just so it's with this. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what God said through Paul. And as we know that God, these were written by men moved by the Holy Spirit, everything that's in here. And as the Holy Spirit had Paul put this in here, he's at the starting at the 28th verse, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And who is those that love him? Those that keep his commandments. We must keep all these things together. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Conformed to the image of his Son. And just a refresher of who his Son was. Amen. Don't separate it out, but let's just go back to John. Amen. And just read that first verse and then that 14th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And that 14th verse says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Amen. So here we go, and it's been set out, God's plan and our goal and who we should be conformed to in this life. The purpose for which we were sent, to bear his life and to let him live through us and to be exactly what he would have us be. Amen. But you know, oftentimes we forget and we've let different things, as Peter got out of that boat and he saw the waves. Oftentimes God's words come and he said, let anyone that come after me take up his cross and follow me. And Brother Branham explained that that was death to ourself, to our ideas and our life. And to let him have the full preeminence. That's the purpose. And to be a prisoner unto him. But as he was speaking of Jesus, this is in the message, the identified masterpiece of God, preached December 5th, 1964. And he's speaking of Jesus for a moment. He said, if you can't believe me, believe the works that I do. And if I don't do the works of him that sent me, then you don't have no right to believe me. And how we've saw this in our own life. Here is the Word and the works. Brother Branham told us, God speaking through him, he said, if the same revelation that's in this Bible, life that was in this Bible doesn't live through you, you've got the wrong revelation. And how we can see that's what we're looking for. The identification has got to come off of these pages. Not the idea, well, I'm human and it's okay, I'm going to make those kind of mistakes and I'm going to do that because I'm in a flesh body. But it's the Word said he would take this body subject to the Word. If he was in there, it would come subject. And he says, so ought every Christian today to have that same testimony, Brother Branham says. In this promised Word of God, if our lives don't qualify, meet exactly what the Word said, then we have no right to call ourselves Christians. And I wonder if we truly take that to heart and really ponder on that and weigh our lives with that. It's not just words on a page, but it's got to become a reality as he goes on to speak here. He says, exactly what the Word said, then we have no right to call ourselves Christians if we're not born again. Jesus said in Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. See, not they may, they ought to, they probably will, they shall do it. That's the sculptor that made us. That's the church that's hewed out. That's the body of Christ. And we find that it reflected him perfectly. The sculptor had the Word reflected in that masterpiece again, called his Son God, Emmanuel. Just think that a person so yielded unto God until God identified himself in there, in that body. And he became him, and God, him and God became one. I and my Father are one. My Father dwelleth in me, and I do that always which pleases the Father. What if the Christian today could have a testimony like that? You would be a masterpiece right here in Yuma on the street. If you were a washwoman, look at the little example. He didn't say a preacher, he didn't say a deacon, he didn't say a trustee. If you was a washwoman. So whatever God called you to be in life. He says, if a Christian today could have a testimony like that, you would be a masterpiece right there in Yuma. If you're a washwoman out there behind the wash tub, you'd still be a masterpiece to God. And how that brings it right down into our lives. Maybe I'm a young person and my life is expressing that I'm obeying my parents. I'm honoring my mother and father. I'm doing everything that the Word says a young person should be doing. I see my life hewing to the Word. And maybe I'm a wife and I see the Word and I see my life. I'm honoring my husband. I'm respecting him. I'm right there for him to be whatever a wife should be to a husband. And then as a husband, I see all that the Word says I should be as a father, as a husband to my wife. I see all of this Word laid out there. As a brother to a brother, sister to a sister, brotherly kindness and love. I see all of these things in this Word. Am I seeing it expressed out through me? Am I seeing it reproduced through me? And he says,
And that makes you a masterpiece. If you can see that, it don't matter what you are in life. You might be 13 years old and God's really got a hold of your little heart and you're doing exactly what God wants you to do and you're a masterpiece of what a young person should be. You might be 110 and the joy is still burning in your heart, smile on your face. Maybe your body's old and frail, going through so many things. As our brother prayed in his prayer, our feeble bodies and how feeble they are. But yet down inside there's a joy. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that I breathe. Thank you, Lord, for the strength to face another day. A joy coming out, creating an atmosphere that when people see me, no matter what my age, in between all of that, they see Jesus Christ being expressed. They feel His presence oozing from our life. They want to be around you. They want to drink from what you've got. And how that should truly be of each one of us. Each one of us should create that presence around us. It's not us, but it's Him on the inside expressing Himself out. Amen. He says, a washwoman, when you can say, I do always which pleases God, the whole world can see the work of Jesus Christ reflecting in you. It's told one time the old gold before they had a smelter, that they had to take the gold and beat it. The beater would. And the Indians in the early days when Arizona was in its youth, they beat that gold until the beater seen his own reflection in the gold. And they beat all the iron prinite and the dross and the dirt out of it until the beater could see his own reflection like a mirror beating out. And now that's what the gospel does. But so many people don't like to be turned over and beat out. And you got to listen to what he says here. I think it's actually another quote when he breaks it down a little more. He says, that's what the gospel does. So many people don't like to be turned over and beat out. Well, that's what the church needs tonight, is a good old-fashioned Holy Ghost beating out of the world and the things of the world. That's what Pentecost needs tonight. That's what our movements need tonight, is a good old-fashioned gold-turning beating until all the world is beat out of us and Jesus Christ is reflected. And by God's grace, can you see the Holy Spirit doing that in your life? It's happening. That's what's happening. God is getting a people ready to be caught away in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. Amen. But that reflection's got to be seen. A true reflection before that's going to happen. And God is looking for every little piece of dirt that's left in there to get it out. Amen. He says, let me have this handful of people in here tonight fully considered. Fully considered to Christ and their life dedicated to Christ, and I can do more with this handful, or God can do more, rather, with a handful of people than you could do with the whole world council of churches towards the kingdom of God. One man surrendered into his hands fully, that's all God's needs. You know, but so many don't like that beating. They feel like it's nitpicking. They feel like the words, you don't have to go that far, that's getting fanatic when the word starts calling sin out of my life. But God had a purpose for what he's doing. And each one of us, it's an individual affair, but you've got to see God personally dealing with you. The word might come, and it may feel like it's pecking right down your toes and right on your alley. Every service, maybe you come in like, why is he talking to me again? And the pastor may not know anything about it, but God knows. And if you're his, he's not going to let one thing stand between you and him seeing that reflection in you. Amen. God's not going to lose one of his own. Amen. He'll bring you any way he has to. He'll take you through some hard times. You may have to go through things, as our brother said this morning. Maybe it was Thursday evening. He may push you down in the mud. But he's going to do what he's got to get all of the impurities out of you. And that reflection is going to be him. And all the glory and the honor and the praise is going to be back to him. It'll be none of our own ambitions. It'll be none of our own reflection back that, oh, look what I am. Look what I've done. But God's going to make sure that he gets all the glory out of our lives. Amen. Hearing things that are to be. Amen. This is on page 30. This was preached December 5th, 1965. It's on page 30 in paragraph 102. Remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The same rain that made the grain of wheat grow makes a cockleburr grow too. What is it? At the inside of that seed is a nature, and that nature displays itself. It can stand in the same field right there with the weed, and the weed and the wheat stand together and rejoice just as much. And how will we see this today so great? How the prophet broke it down that we should understand what's taking place today when we see this taking place, because we see it happen. The weed and the wheat stand together and rejoice just as much. His head down, it's starving for a drink. When the rain comes, the cocklebur can shout just as loud as the wheat can. But by their fruit you shall know them. Christians, I may never see you again. See, it's been years since I've been here. And may never see you again. Line up with God's word. Look in the mirror.
Like a little boy one time, had been out in the country, never seen a mirror. He come to his auntie's house and he started walking up the steps and he seen a mirror and he seen a little boy in the mirror. And he kept walking up looking and he would wave and the little boy would wave. And he kept looking, he'd never seen himself in a mirror. So when he got close enough to it, he turned around and he said, "Why, Mama, that's me. How do you look in God's mirror? Does it reflect a daughter or son of God? Is there something which you hear? Does it make you hate the man that's saying it? Or is there something Paul say, I know that man is right because that's in the scripture. Then that's the vitamins needed for this body that's ordained to be there. And a house that the other one is going to need when you get there. And how, as we look into the mirror of God's word, are we truly looking into God's mirror? Or am I looking in my own mirror? Or have I looked at someone else and decided I'm better than they are, so I must be right, and I'm right where I need to be. But oh my, how we need to make sure we look at our own individual lives here, and anyone that would hear me, take into consideration what God said we should be. And truly let it weigh your life. It doesn't matter what my opinion is. It don't matter what our pastor's opinion is. It only matters what God's word said. And it doesn't matter who's bringing the word, but if it's the true word and it's right out of these scriptures, we've got to line up to it. But it doesn't matter how many times down through our lives, you know, we've seen many a good people helped us along the way. Maybe they lifted us up and gave us a hand. Maybe even introduced us to the message that we're following. Maybe led me to the first church that I ever attended and got into. But that doesn't mean anything. They just got me started on my pathway. I can't let their life influence me one bit. If God called me, then it's God I've got to look to for the finishing work that he's going to do in my life. They may not decide to go on with him. They might have just been called and just been a stepping stone to get you where you needed to be. But we must yield to the Holy Spirit. And if God is talking and dealing with our hearts as these precious words keep coming and keep preparing us for a rapture, we must yield to him and begin in humility to say, "Lord, I see where I'm not matching up with that every word." And if we see that we're not matching up, then Lord, give me the grace and the strength to climb to get to those heights. But it's an individual affair. And how every word has to be applied. You know, sometimes it's easy. That's just my husband. It's okay to talk about him, maybe running down a little bit. That's just my wife. I'll run her down a little bit. That's okay. She's just a woman. And ain't what Christ would do in either circumstance. And how that's the human reasoning. Oh, it's okay. I was just trying to be funny. But really, how criticizing was you? How downgrading were you? As a child, well, I didn't really talk back. What's God's word say about it? What's God telling you on the inside? Because he's rules and he reigns. And he knows. But oh my, we went through life so much to, well, these jokes are okay to tell, and those jokes are okay to tell, and it's okay to do this and okay to do that because so-and-so said. And we never really stop and consider and weigh it with the word. What did God want me to be? Amen. You know, as we grow up through life, and as Brother Branham explained it in leadership, how we were led through school. Mom and Dad raised us, we went through school. And how through our whole life, people we come in contact, they have maybe altered our lifestyle just a little bit. Maybe we met somebody that was really well-to-do and great financial abilities, and we watched them, and oh my, I'm going to be just like them. And maybe we adapt some of their policies, but we forgot to run it through the word to make sure that that policy went with the word. Amen. It's every word. But as human beings, everything tries to shape us. Satan's civilization is trying to pull this way and pull that way. We go to school to get an education, and it tries to take us this direction and that direction. But God's word's trying to pull us back and show us we're not of this world. We are sent here for a purpose. And we're going back where we come from. Amen. We're just traveling through. Hallelujah. A pilgrim and a stranger. And God is calling our attention back that he's coming. Be ready, because this is what I'm coming for. Amen. May we truly hew to it. Hallelujah. Amen. This is in the message identification. Preached January 23rd, 1963, over on page 37. Amen. Paragraph 271. God wants to reflect not members, but genuine stones that's polished, molded, and shaped. Watch. The goldsmith is standing tonight ready to take out all doubts of dross and all that's against you. And as he's here, ready to mold you and shape you into believers, taking all doubt away from you. You go along, you've seen so many impersonators come along saying this, and glory to God, I got this, and hallelujah, I've got this, and you find out they haven't got nothing. And we've seen that happen. Each one of us, maybe in our lives, has been exposed to that and seen it take place, and how that ought to make us cry out, Lord, don't let me fall into that category. How it ought to just make us that much more burned to be just like Him. He's here ready to mold you and shape you into believers. Let's see. You go, glory to God, I got this. Hallelujah, I got this. And you find out they haven't got nothing. And the devil did that to raise doubt in your heart, see? He did that purposely to do that. But remember, the only says one thing, that there's a genuine that impersonator is trying to act like. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a genuine Holy Ghost. There is a genuine Spirit of God. There is a genuine power of God. There is a Son of God that's reflecting Himself tonight as the Holy Spirit to show forth His life. He is standing here tonight in the midst of you in the form of the Holy Spirit to pound all that dross out of you, the doubts, and reflect to you His resurrection. Amen. That He is not dead. He is here to show you that He is living, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is here to identify Himself with us. Should not we then identify ourselves with Him to believe His word and to take it? Amen. Amen. And how that's truly ought to be our desire. Lord,
Amen.
Turn my focus greater on you, Lord. Let this word become the reality that, Lord, as our brother was speaking this morning, it's fixing to happen, saints. It's coming. You can see it. When they say peace, as they all seem to be thinking, they've got it. Oh, my, the economy's booming. Things are just getting where they want it to be, they think. But all in the twinkling of an eye come crashing. Oh, my. But all the thanks be to God. Amen. We know where we're going to be standing. Hallelujah. What a day it's going to be. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. I'd like to turn over to Romans, the 12th chapter. Amen. I'd like to read here, starting at the third verse. For I say through grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints and given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another, and mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. And be not wise in your own conceits. Hallelujah. May that truly be a verse of scripture that we can line up with 100%. Amen. And see each one of those things. And Lord, don't let me be wise in what I think I am. But Lord, let me be what you made me. And let me see the reflection of what you've made me, Lord, in my life. Amen. If you see that, then amazing grace it'll be. And oh my, how the tears will flow when you're in His presence. When you walk through the day by yourself and you truly see what He's done for you and what you have is truly Him. Oh, how great He is. You know, He's made each one of us everything that we ever have, ever are. You know, I stress that a lot to my kids, that without Him we'd have nothing. There is no life worth living without Him. And how the joys it is that He's provided each thing, you know, you have a house to live in, food to eat, Hard to drive the necessities of life that you have. And if you have a little extra that God's blessed you along the way, so be it, as long as it's to His glory. But He's let us have everything that we have in life and everything we have, and if tomorrow He takes it all away. As Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And how we truly ought to see that this life is temporal. There's nothing down here worth placing value on, nothing worth holding on to and thinking I've got this and I've achieved this and that. It ain't going to mean nothing. For as Jesus said, if a man will come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Amen. And deny himself. Yes. For what shall a man gain? Shall he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Oh my saints, how great it is what God's done for us. Amen. And what a worthy, how worthy it is to just surrender our vessels to him as a living sacrifice and truly let him have all the preeminence. But oh, let us never look at our own selves and think we're exactly what God wants us to be. But let us always look into His mirror and say, Lord, show me what's lacking, Lord. And may we not be like the rich young ruler and say, it's just too great of a price. But Lord, may I be willing to give whatever you would have, Lord, to be just what you want me to be. Amen. Pray there's a little something there for each one of us. Amen. And it'll help someone along life's way. But our God is real. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. And as our brother comes, let's sing that little chorus. Our God is real. Amen. He's real in my soul. Amen. His love for me is like pure gold. How great it is to feel Him. Amen. Oh, my God is real. He's real in my soul. Amen. My God is real.
That may it never be just a word. When it is amen, it's so be it. Let it be to me according to thy will, O God. Amen. Trust those precious words to strengthen you. I've been encouraged by it. Strengthen. I'm always looking for those little spots that ain't just like Christ. Lord, cleanse me from it. May that overcoming power, Lord, work through my life and overcome anything isn't like Christ. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Again, it's been so precious to be here today. Lord, there's not another place I'd rather been than been right here, Lord, to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit and to be gathered around your precious word. And just trusting, Lord, that in each and every one of our lives, something, Lord, has been said this day. Father, when we walk out those doors, we'll be a different people. For Lord, if we go out those doors and something hasn't changed, then Lord, we've gone backwards. But Lord, may we go out those doors with something new and revived in our hearts and our lives. And that Lord Jesus, every passerby would see you alive. Oh, how I long to see that in my life. Every moment, every situation. And Lord, how we can see the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Lord, we hear the different reports. And Father, we're so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful, Lord, even what you've done for me. But Lord, there's never a place I feel like stopping. I want to keep on climbing and pressing on. And Lord, as every day, and each day I get older, Lord, I can see what Apostle Paul was meaning. As he said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. This is such a high calling. Lord, it's not very many has been called to this place and this height in Christ. But Lord Jesus, if we've been, Lord, may we press toward that mark. Oh God, to be exactly what you want us to be. Bless us now as we leave this little place. And Lord, keep your hand of safety upon us. Watch over us upon the highways. And Lord, again, we ask that you bring us back to the next appointed time if you should tarry. And may we come back, Lord, with our little prayed up portion. Lord, in the Spirit, and watching and waiting for you to move. Lord, again, you could have the preeminence in everything that's said and done, that you would get the glory and honor. In your glorious name, we ask these things now. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Praise his name. Don't you love him?
Amen.
He's just so sweet and so precious. May you go forth this week now and having sweet communion with the Lord. Amen. Pray often. Pray always, Paul said. Amen. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, that must be a constant fellowship with the Lord. And if you really love him, there's no problem having a good long fellowship with him. Amen. God bless you as he leads you and guides you this week. Amen. Brother Timothy.
I just want to have you check to see if everybody will have a potluck next Sunday.
Is next Sunday, does everybody know as of now, Lord willing, you'll be here? I mean, is anybody going away or anything? Brother Josh, you going to be here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so well, it looks like so far everything will be all right. So, all right, so Lord willing, we'll plan on potluck after service next Sunday. All right, Lord willing. Okay, God bless you. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord.